Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The Fairbanks North Star Borough's Juanita Helms Administrative Center was evacuated last night. Fairbanks Police Spokeswoman Yumi McCulloch says the evacuation, which forced cancellation of an assembly meeting, was prompted by ongoing threats made by a borough resident whose property was foreclosed on for failure to pay taxes.
Yesterday, we got a report that that person's property was on fire, and it's outside of the city limits. It's in an unprotected fire service area. So the troopers went out there at about 5:20. And then shortly after that, we got an update from the borough saying they had received some type of a threat saying they were going to come to the borough assembly meeting that night. And so the borough assembly meeting started at 6. So we responded over to the borough building, and with the borough administration, decided to cancel the borough assembly meeting.
She says the individual who made the threats has not been arrested. Alaska State Trooper spokeswoman Megan Peters says a deputy fire marshal is investigating the fire. She would not comment on the cause of the fire. Borough Chief of Staff Jim Williams says the situation remains fluid and the primary concern is safety.
The safety of our employees and the safety, especially in the main borough facility, and the safety of our citizens. So we're evaluating the situation right now.
Williams says limited staffing and services will be available at the Borough Administrative Center until the situation is resolved. The borough's annual tax foreclosure sale is scheduled for tomorrow. Governor Bill Walker was in Healy yesterday for Alaska Municipal League meetings and a bill signing. According to a release from Walker's office, the legislation, Senate Bill 215, targets improved response to 911 calls. The bill, sponsored by Senator John Coghill and Representative Jason Gren, allows municipalities to require so-called enhanced 911 systems to aid response to office buildings, hotels, and other locations where there are multiple lines. Enhanced 911 systems enable operators to pinpoint the location of calls originating from multi-line phone systems, speeding response by law enforcement, firefighters, and EMS. The American Civil Liberties Union of Alaska and a group supporting Mike Dunleavy for governor filed a lawsuit yesterday challenging a state ban on advertising along highways. Alaska Public Media reports that the lawsuit follows the State Department of Transportation recently removing political signs. Alaska has had a prohibition on advertising along state highways since 1949, when it was a territory. There are a few exceptions, including for scenic attractions. The law bars all advertising within 660 feet of a highway, including interstates and other state-designated roads. The prohibition includes both public and private property. A Western Interior bison herd has declined. The state transplanted 130 wood bison from a Portage area game refuge to the Innoko River region in the spring of 2015. And Alaska Department of Fish and Game wood bison biologist Tom Seaton says the herd showed modest growth until this spring.
They were up to about 140 animals in June of 2017. Then in June of 2018, we were down to an estimated 91 animals. That's about a 35% loss.
Seaton attributes this spring's fatalities to extended wintry weather that kept forage plants buried under hard, icy snow well into April.
So they were burning a lot of energy trying to get to their forage, and we're losing more body reserves as time went on.
Seaton says most of the fatalities were related to poor nutrition, but a third to a quarter of the bison lost were taken out by wolves.
Wolves took advantage of those snow conditions. So the wolves are on top, they've got full mobility, and they just get stronger and stronger by the week when they can kill pretty much what they want.
Seaton says the wolf predation came as a surprise.
Usually takes 10, 20, and sometimes even more than 20 years for the first known wolf kill in a new bison population.
Seaton notes the data from other wild herds shows only about 5% are killed by wolves annually. Seaton says this year's late spring also overlapped with the Innoko herd's tendency to calve early.
We had these difficult snow conditions, these animals without much body reserves left trying to calve, and a lot of bison calves were lost when it was still truly winter and there was no forage available for the cows.
Seaton says a total of 11 calves survived, well short of the expected 20 to 30. He says the below-average reproductive season was mirrored in long-studied Farewell Plains bison, lower Innoko River area moose, and western Arctic caribou.
So This was a real significant winter for all kinds of ungulates out there.
Seaton says this spring's losses are not a fatal blow for the bison herd, but a step back.
It's a little bit disappointing just to see that, but that's just nature. You know, sometimes things don't go exactly like you'd hoped.
He notes that natural selection will likely improve the herd's overall health.
Survival of the fittest, and it makes everything a little bit stronger the following year.
The Anoka area animals are the first wood bison to be reintroduced to the wild since the species largely went extinct at the turn of the last century. It's considered an experiment, but if the herd grows, it could someday support hunting. I'm Dan Bross.